机会啊，今天能够和弟兄姊妹见面，并且享受主自己。
I thank the Lord that God has given me an opportunity to enjoy Him and to meet with the brothers and sisters.
我本来应该是三月二十一号吧，应该那个主日在这里了。
I should have been here on the Lord's Day on March 21st.
有许多的原因，主没有容许我过来。
For many reasons, the Lord did not allow me to do so.
但是我却得着在这里许多弟兄姊妹祷告中的扶持。
However, I've gotten sustaining power from a lot of the brothers who have been praying for me here.
所以首先呢，我要把感谢赞美归给我们的主，也谢谢在这里亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So first and foremost, I want to give thanksgiving to God and thank all the brothers for your love.
今天早晨主给我一个负担，想和弟兄姊妹交通。恢复属灵的实际这个题目。
Today, this morning, the Lord has given me a burden to talk about the recovery of spiritual reality.
因为过去这一个月，在我自己服事的地方。
In the place where I serve in the past month or so.
我们弟兄姊妹一同为着今年的夏令会，在追求教会的历史。
We have been pursuing after the history of the church for the summer conference.
我们只读一小段，就是从16世纪到21世纪。
We've only read a brief history from the 16th century to the 21st century.
我们把它重点放在呢，神借着教会在真理上面的恢复。
Our emphasis was on the recovery of the truth through the church.
所以我们有一些弟兄姊妹负责聚会的就有周间的追求。
So for the brothers and sisters who are responsible for the meetings, we have some pursuing together during the week.
这一次的追求的时候，我们把16世纪到21世纪主在教会中所恢复的真理都提了一下。
So we mentioned the various truths that God has recovered throughout the 16th century to the 21st century.
因着主的怜悯，在过去我们许多的特会，还有在各地的聚会呢，弟兄姊妹对这些真理都非常的熟悉。
By the mercy of the Lord, through the various fellowships have a lot of learning of this truth.
当我们交通完这些真理的这个概要的时候，
After we have gone through the summary of these truths,
有一个年轻的弟兄就问了一个问题。
A young brother asked this question.
他说我们对这些真理有许多的领会和知识。
We have a lot of understanding and knowledge of the truth.
但是他问了，他说但是我们活不出来。
However, we cannot live it out.
属灵的实际在哪里？
So where is spiritual reality?
我们在各地碰见服事的弟兄姊妹也常常讲，我们进入侍奉的时候好像眼界很高，但是我们的手却不知道怎么做事。
And a lot of places where I go to visit, a lot of the ministering brothers and sisters would say that they have very high lofty goals. However, their hands are stooping down and they don't know how to handle it.
那一天我们弟兄问这个问题呢，我实在无言以对。
That day when our brother asked that question, I was speechless.
所以过去在这一个月中间呢，好像我每天早上醒来，晚上睡觉前，这个就压在我的身上。
And this topic has been pressing me every time when I wake up and every time when I go to sleep for the past month.
我把我在主面前一点点的默想、祷告、领会，今天早晨分享给在 Houston 弟兄姊妹。
So I want to share with the brothers and sisters in Houston a little bit of my meditation, prayer, and understanding.
请我们读两处的经文。
Let's read two passages in the Bible.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John 14 verse
6. 我不把这整节的圣经读完，我只读今天我所要交通的。
I'm not going to read the whole passage. I'm just going to focus on the verse that I am going to a fellowship on.
耶稣说，我就是真理。
Jesus said to him, I am the way.
我就是真理。
Jesus said to him, I am the truth.
当然这整节圣经主讲到他是道路，是真理，是生命。
Obviously in the whole verse, the Lord said that He is the way, the truth, and the way.
今天我们取出他这一段来，主耶稣向他的门徒们启示他自己，他就是真理。
However, we're only going to extract this one point about Jesus saying to his disciples that he revealed himself as the truth.
我们再看约翰福音第十八章。
Let's read John 18.
第三十七节。
Verse 37.
我也只读主讲的其中的一段。
And I'm only going to say a part of what the Lord said.
耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间。特为给真理做见证。
Jesus answered, You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth.
主耶稣里面所示的是真理。
What is in the Lord Jesus is the truth.
他外面所说，外面所做的，他的侍奉是为真理做见证。
And his words and deeds and his behavior on the outside was bearing witness for the truth.
然后我们再读启示录。
And then we're going to turn to Revelation.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们从十四节看到第十九节。
From verse 14 to 19.
我来读给大家听。
Let me read to you.
你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那为阿门的。为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说：我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing.And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes, that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
好，我们今天早晨读经就暂时读这么多。
This concludes our Bible reading for now.
我们今天生活在一个非常有福的时代。
Today we live in a very blessed generation.
无论就着物质或者属灵的丰富来讲，我们都超过以前的世代。
Whether with respect to material abundance or spiritual abundance, we surpass the previous generations.
我想今天早晨没有一位弟兄姊妹是从家里走路来聚会的。
I think this morning there's not one single brother and sisters who walk to the fellowship hall.
我们都有非常方便的交通工具。
We have very convenient vehicles.
这给我们看见我们在物质生活上主给我们的丰富。
This shows the abundance in the material sense that the Lord has granted to us.
今天我们生活在教会时代的最末了的一段时期。
Today we're at the last days in the generation of the church.
我们比起在中古时期世纪的那些神的儿女们要有福气的多。
We're more blessed than the brothers and sisters in the medieval ages.
那个时候有许多人爱神，想要认识神，进入他的交通，找不到路。
At that time, there were many brothers and sisters who loved the Lord and they wanted to fellowship with God, but they could not find the way to go in.
因为仇敌把真理的亮光在教会中封闭了。
Because the enemy has turned down the light in the church.
人没有圣经可以读。
Men did not have Bible to read.
即便少数有特权可以读圣经的人。
even for the very privileged few who could read the Bible,
他们也缺少启示的亮光。
They did not have this revealing light.
以至于那个时代的人要爱主是非常的不容易的。
So much so that to the extent that the people at that age, for them to love the Lord, it was difficult.
他们想要进入与主那个深处交通的喜乐和甜美，也是非常吃力的。
They wanted to enter into the joy and sweetness of communion with the Lord, and it was very exacting.
但是今天我们活在21世纪。
However, today we live in the 21st century.
我们看见主在教会中所恢复的真理是何等的丰富，何等的明亮。
We could see that the Lord has recovered the truth in a way that it is so bright and real.
我们不仅能向还不信主的人借着圣经来传讲救恩。
Not only could we use the Bible to preach the gospel to the people who have not received the Lord.
并且我们遇见生活中属灵上面各样的难处的时候。
And as we encounter all kinds of spiritual difficulties in our daily life.
我们能够从主那里得着真理的帮助，我们能够知道这些难处，这些问题背后的原因。
And then we could receive help from these spiritual truths so that we can understand the reasons behind all these difficulties.
并且因着真理的帮助，
And because of the results
of the helping of the truth, 我们借着信心能够站在基督十字架得胜的地位。
By faith, we can stand on the victorious position of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够借着这些难处来认识我们的主。
And through all these difficulties, we could know our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在是活在一个有福的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we truly indeed live in this blessed generation.
但是另外一面来讲，
However, on the other hand,
这个时代也是一个极其混乱。
This generation was extremely confusing.
极其迷惑人。
It is also very chaotic and confusing to the mind.
极其叫我们里面常常放松和困惑的。
And this also enabled us to be very relaxed in the inside and very confused.
不要说不信主的人。
Not just for people who have not believed in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们蒙救赎的儿女。
Even brothers and sisters who have been saved by grace.
因为我们现在生活的一个世代呢，是一个科技、教育、资讯都发达的时代。
Because we're living in a very scientifically, technologically, and educationally advanced stage.
特别在北美。
Especially in North America.
特别在许多呢远东来的华人聚集的聚会的里面。
Especially in these assemblies where a lot of the Chinese Americans congregate.
都是大头脑的人。
We all have a lot of head knowledge.
有人讲呢，我们聚会扫一扫呢，就十几个 PhD, 二十几个，三四十个。
We can count 20, 30 PhDs in our assembly.
我们的心思都受过很好的教育和训练。
And our will and mind has been trained very well in the educational system.
对于新的知识和外面的资讯呢，我们很快就能够吸收，并且我们能够演绎，并且变成自己可以传递的言语。
And we can absorb new technology and new information very quickly and synthesize that and we can also preach that.
在世界的知识上是这样。
It is so from the worldly knowledge.
对属灵的真理的认识也是一样。
It is also likewise for the knowledge of the spiritual truth.
我有一次在美国东岸服侍。
One time I was ministering in the East
Coast. 有一位弟兄跟我讲，他说某某弟兄的儿子讲神永远的旨意比他爸爸还清楚。
The son of so-and-so, such and such brother, when he preached God's eternal purpose, it was even clearer than his own father.
他讲的又完全。
And he spoke very completely.
我们一听就懂了。
The minute we listened, we understood.
弟兄姊妹们，但是这个是不是就叫神的心意满足了呢？
But brothers and sisters, would that alone satisfy God's heart?
如果这个就是的话，
If that were so,
那么很可能呢，我们主早就回来了。
Our Lord should have returned a long time ago.
但是今天主仍然耽延。
However, the Lord is still delaying.
我们相信主在我们身上还有他的工作和他的恩典要赐给我们。
We trust that God has yet to grant His work and His grace unto us.
所以我们要讲，我们感谢主，我们得着了丰富属灵真理的产业。
We thank the Lord that we have indeed gained the inheritance of this abundant spiritual truth.
但是我们要认识这些真理啊，变成人画出来的话语和文字， 不过是教训和道理而已。
However, when this truth is absorbed into us and turned into words, they're just a men's teaching.
有的时候是一个道理，是一个 doctrine.
It's only a doctrine.
但是主启示给我们真理，不是这些道理和文字。
However, God has revealed to us that truth is not just merely doctrine and words.
真理乃是我们主耶稣他自己。
The truth is the Lord Himself.
真理是一位。
The truth is the one.
我们得着这些话语讲到我们的主自己的时候，
as we gain these words that describe our Lord Jesus,
我们在悟性上明白了，我们要感谢主。
In our understanding, we could understand and we thank the Lord.
因为那是我们得着真理的第一步。
Because that is the first step for us to receive the truth.
唯有当这个我们所领会的真理所发表出来的话语哈，我们领会了以后，它进入我们的灵里，进入我们心里。
Until that truth has been absorbed into our understanding and entered into our spirit.
在我们里面呢，我们实实在在的得着了主耶稣基督。
And within us, we truly have gained of the Lord.
我们才可以说我们是得着了真理。
Then we can say that we have gained the truth.
弟兄姊妹们，我不晓得我有没有表达的清楚。
I'm not sure if I'm expressing it clearly.
所以我用传福音来讲。
So let me talk about the
teaching
of the gospel. 我年轻的时候
跟年长弟兄出去学习传福音。
When I was young, I went with an elderly brother to preach the gospel.
那位年长弟兄碰到一位很有学问，在社会上呢很有地位的一个福音朋友。
At that time, the elderly brother encountered a very knowledgeable and someone with great status.
他也很有礼貌的，很谦虚的要问你们基督徒到底信的是什么。
And he was also very polite, and he was very humble, and he asked, "What do Christians truly believe?"
所以我们弟兄呢，他就很有耐心，也很谦卑的把救恩、把耶稣是谁讲给他听。
So our brother very patiently and humbly described to him who Jesus Christ was.
讲完以后，我们弟兄问他，先生，请问你愿不愿意信耶稣
？After he finished, he asked this person, "Sir, would you like to receive Jesus as your Savior?"
他说：“谢谢你，你讲得很清楚，很明白。”
So he said, "Yes, you have spoken very clearly and very understandable."
让我再想一想。
Let me think about it.
我们的弟兄那天有点丧气。
That day, our brother was a little depressed.
他也没问题了，因为他都听清楚了。
He had no questions. He had heard it all.
在出门的时候要告别了。
As we were parting.
我看那位年长弟兄，他很丧气。我相信他一定在主面前有祷告。
I believe our elderly brother was disappointed and he had prayed before.
要告别的时候握手，他就握住这朋友的手说啊，他说：“朋友啊，从头到心呢，只有一尺。”但是这个距离也蛮远的。
And so as we were shaking hands to greet goodbyes, our elderly brother said, even though from your head to your heart it was only 1 foot, the distance was indeed huge.
希望我今天讲的从这里到这到你的这里。
I hope that today what I preach to you it can reach from your head to your heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们认识真理是借着圣经中神所启示出来的话。
Brothers and sisters, we understand the truth because of the revelation of the words in the Bible.
也借着历世历代那些付代价做主仆人的人把话语解开来。
Also, throughout all generations, these servants have paid the high price and they have unscrambled the words for us.
但是我们领会了这些话语，我们还要求主让我们遇见基督。
However, even though we have understood the words, we still pray that we could encounter the Lord.
我们若是在里面遇见了基督，
if we can encounter Christ within,
弟兄姊妹们，我们才可以说我是遇见了真理。
Brothers and sisters, then we can say that we have encountered the truth.
我们的主耶稣，他的工作、他的侍奉、他的生活，就是为真理做见证。
The work and ministry and life of our Lord Jesus was to bear witness for the truth.
今天教会得着了主耶稣。
Today the church has gained of the Christ Jesus.
主也把同样的托付赐给他的教会。
The Lord has also given the church the same entrustment.
我们今天在地上的聚集，我们的生活，我们的侍奉和工作。
Today as we gather and we assemble and we work and minister.
主有一个盼望。我们能够像他一样为主做为真理做见证。
The Lord has this hope that we can also bear witness for the truth.
那么第二个点我要和弟兄姊妹交通的。
I want to fellowship with you on the second.
来到启示录第三章。
When we come to Revelation chapter 3,
我们知道启示录第二章到第三章是主耶稣给教会的七封书信，给七个教会的七封书信。
We know that Revelation chapters 2 and 3 contain seven letters from the Lord to the seven churches.
他在每一封书信的开头，他都介绍他的自己。
In the beginning of every letter, he introduced himself.
在给老底嘉教会的开始，这个书信的开始。
In the beginning of the letter to the church in Laodicea,
他说你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者。
And to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write.
主就介绍他自己。
And the Lord introduced himself.
他说他是阿们。
He said that he is the Amen.
他是那诚信真实的见证。
The faithful and true witness.
然后他说他是在神创造万物之上为元首的。
The beginning of the creation of God.
中文把它翻成元首，在英文我们姊妹刚刚读了，讲到神创造万物的那个开始。
In the Chinese translation, it talks about the leader, the captain of the creation of all creation.
我们知道主在启示录里面向着七个教会说话。
We know that the Lord spoke to seven churches in Revelation.
他那个时候已经复活升天，已经得着了荣耀。
He has already rose from the dead, and he risen to the heavens and gained glory.
所以当他将他自己启示给约翰的时候，
As he revealed himself to John,
约翰看见他说他仿佛是人子。
John said that he looked as if it's the Son of God.
因为使徒约翰在肉身中他跟随过主。
Because John has followed the Lord in the flesh.
并且他跟主耶稣是非常的亲近的。
And he was very close to the Lord Jesus.
可能他比较年轻了，所以他曾经靠在主的胸怀上面的。
And maybe he was younger, so he was laying on the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
我这几天住在我们弟兄家里面。
These past few days, I lived with in my brother.
他家有一张照片。
And he had a photograph in his house.
他的儿子靠在他的胸膛上面，两个都睡着了。
And his son was laying in our brother's bosom, and both of them were asleep.
这是一幅很美的图画。
This is a beautiful picture.
我看了很羡慕，我儿子、我女儿小的时候，我都没有照过这样的相。
When my son
现在没机会了。
When my son and daughter were younger, I did not have the opportunity to take such photographs.
弟兄姊妹们，使徒约翰这样子与主耶稣亲近。
Brothers and sisters, the Apostle John was so close to the Lord Jesus.
他跟着主同住，与主同行，与主一同工作。
He abided with the Lord, he walked with the Lord, and he co-worked with the Lord.
他认识那位在肉身中的主耶稣，人子。
He knew the Lord Jesus in the flesh, the Son of Man.
但是在启示录第一章里面，主耶稣向他启示他自己。
However, in the first chapter of the Revelation, when the Lord revealed himself to John,
他很准确的，很忠实的记载下来说，仿佛是人子。
He very accurately and honestly recorded that it was as if the Son of Man.
因为那是得荣耀的人子。
Because it was a Son of Man in glory.
那是神在他对教会的一个标准，一个盼望。
Because that was the standard and hope that God had held for the
churches. 就在这样的情形底下，约翰听见了主怎样介绍他自己给老底嘉的弟兄姊妹。
Under these circumstances, John heard how the Lord introduced himself to the church in Laodicea.
这个介绍说出在荣耀中的人子，就是那属灵的实际。
This illustrates that the glorious Son of Man was the reality of the truth.
今天我们问了属灵的实际在哪里？
Today we ask, where is spiritual reality?
我们要看在教会中复活得荣耀的人子，借穿上我们的肉身有多少？
We will see the Son of Man in glory. It has put on the flesh.
主介绍他自己，第一个说他是阿们。
As the Lord introduced himself, he said he is the Amen.
我们知道这个字啊，有人讲是一个天上的语言。
Somebody said that this is a heavenly language.
啊，我们说哈利路亚，阿门，这是天上的语言。全世界的人，无论任何文化、任何语言的人都听得懂。
We say that words like the hallelujah, the amen are heavenly language because every tribe and kindred and language in this world can understand this.
但是主说，这不是一个语言，这就是他自己。
But the Lord said this is not language. This
他说我是阿门。
He said that I am the amen.
阿门什么意思呢？
What does the Amen mean?
就是实实在在的。
This means that reality.
我们读 Verily, verily.
Very, very real.
我们读四福音书。
As we read the four gospels.
我们常常看见主对门徒们对周围众人说话的时候，他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”
As the Lord spoke to his disciples and people around him, he always said, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
啊，这个实实在在在原文就是阿门，阿门，我这样说话。
In the original language, it means, "Amen, Amen, I say to you."
啊，我们的主他的话语是实实在在的。
The words of our Lord is true and true.
他的工作是实实在在的。
And his work is only truly and truly.
他的生命是实实在在的。
And his life is truly and
truly. 因着他的生命和生活是实在的。
Because his life and life is truly and truly.
所以他的侍奉和工作是实实在在的。
Therefore, his ministry and his work is truly and truly.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是属灵实际第一个要素。
This is the first component of spiritual reality.
我们讲，在荣耀中的人子里面所示的。那就是属灵的实际。
Whatever is in the glorious Son of Man, that is spiritual reality.
第二个点。
Secondly,
我们看见属灵的实际在地上的功用。
We see the function of the spiritual reality of this earth.
主耶稣讲到他是那诚信真实的见证。
The Lord Jesus said he is the faithful and true witness.
或者也可以把它翻译成那个忠心真实的见证人。
The faithful and true witness.
啊，主来到地上。那所有旧约里面讲到关于神的事情的实际就来到了地上。
When the Lord came to the earth, all the reality of all the things spoken in the Old Testament became reality on the earth.
那么他来到地上的目的是什么呢？
So what was the purpose for him?
神在他身上显出来的功用是什么呢？
What was the function for this reality?
乃是为神做见证。
It was to bear witness.
所以使徒约翰在约翰福音里面讲说从来没有人看见过神。
So the Apostle John said, no one has beheld God.
唯有在他父怀中的独生子将他表明出来了。
Except for the begotten son who has been in his bosom, he has seen him.
他们跟随过主耶稣。
They have followed the Lord Jesus.
从他的言语行为侍奉工作上。
From his language, his words, his deeds, his ministry and his works.
他们就领会了旧约时代先知们讲到神的事情，原来就是他。
And they understood that all these prophets in the Old Testament they were talking about was on him, about him.
在主耶稣身上是这样。
It is so in the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天对于教会，就是我们蒙救赎的儿女。
Dear brothers and sisters, concerning the church for the redeemed children of God.
我们讲到我们今天承担主的见证。
We say that we are carrying the testimony of the Lord.
它的原则是一样的。
It is based on the same principle.
唯有当我们里面摸着那个属灵的实际。
Until we have touched spiritual reality within us.
我们得着了基督做我们的实际。
And we've gained the reality that the Lord is to us.
我们才有真实的见证。
Then we can have true, can bear true witness.
当然这需要我们忠心。
However, this requires us to be faithful.
第三个点。
Thirdly,
我们看见主介绍他自己，他说他在神创造万物之上为元首的。
And we see that he introduced himself as the beginning of the creation of God.
啊，我这个为元首哈，啊，在英文里面讲到是开始。
In the English language, it talks about the beginning.
就是若是没有神的儿子，就没有万有。
Meaning,
没有开始。
If it weren't for the Son of God, there would be no beginning for the whole universe.
当万有借着他造出来以后。
When all universe was created through him,
他也在万有之上做元首，就是那主要的地位，首位。
He was also above all and was preeminence.
弟兄姊妹们，这样万有才被维系在一个正常的光景中。
So all universe was connected in the right condition.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常想哈，啊，今天这个宇宙怎么会这么有次序呢？
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we contemplate how this whole universe has such a rhythm.
有一首诗歌讲了你的信实和广大。
There's a hymn that talks about how great is thy faithfulness.
里面有一节讲到了这个春夏秋冬的季节的变换，日头啊，日出日落这个变换。
And it talks about how the seasons change and everything changes in the universe.
啊，那么有次序。
It is so systematic.
分秒都不差。
It doesn't miss by one second.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that so?
我们学物理的人可以找出它那个律。
People who study physics can find out the law.
但是这个律是怎么来的？它到底是什么？我们说不出来。
But how did this law come from? Where does it come from? We cannot understand.
我们知道那是神的儿子。
We know that is the Son of God.
他是那属灵的实际。
He is the real, spiritual reality.
不仅万有是借着他造的。
Not only was the universe created
for him. 并且他在万有之上为元首。
He was also preeminent above the universe.
所以一切的就在一个正常的运作次序底下是美好的。
Therefore, all was under the correct routine and rhythm, and it was beautiful.
这讲到我们今天对属灵实际该有的态度。
This illustrates the correct attitude that we should have
with regard to spiritual
truth. 弟兄姊妹，
我们不仅对于真理的讲论教导，我们要有一个顺服的心。
Not only do we have to have an obedient heart about the speaking of and the understanding of the spiritual truth.
我们更要在每一件事物上面。让基督得着那元首的地位。
We also need to give preeminence of all things to Christ.
如果他没有开始，我们人就不要开始。
If he had not begun, then men should not have begun.
如果他赐给了我们。
If he has granted something to us.
我们在每一件事情上面要让他在我们身上居首位。
In all things, we have to let him have preeminence in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，借着这个，我们看见主把他自己作为属灵的实际。介绍给老底家的教会。
So through this, we saw that the Lord introduced Himself to the Church of Laodicea.
我们也可以用这个来看，在我们身上，我们得着了真理的教导，我们有多少属灵的实际。
And also, after we have gotten all these spiritual knowledge, we can see how much spiritual reality do we have.
然后接下来我们看见主把老底家教会的光景说出来。
And then the Lord talked about the condition of the Church in Laodicea.
我先要和弟兄姊妹。看一下呢，这个第十七节。
I want to study verse 17 with friends and sisters here.
好，在这里呢，主讲到老底家教会对自己的一个判断。
Here it talks about a judgment of the church in Laodicea of itself.
然后主再讲到他对老底家弟兄姊妹的一个判断。
And then the Lord talked about His judgment about the church in Laodicea.
借着这一节圣经，我们看见在。什么叫做属灵实际的失落
？And so through this passage in the Bible, we can see the falling out of the spiritual reality.
老底家教会对自己的判断呢？他们是看外面所有的。
The church in Laodicea looks at the outward.
但是主判断他的儿女们呢，是看你里面所示的。
But when the Lord judges, He sees what you are inside.
所以这个里外不一致，
so、
就是显出来。属灵实际的失落。
So if there's inconsistencies between the outward and the inward, then this is the falling out of the spiritual reality.
主知道我们对自己的看法。
The Lord knows how we consider ourselves.
所以主对老底家教会的弟兄姊妹说：“你说我是富足的。”
Therefore, the Lord said to the burned sisters in the church in Laodicea.
而且我已经
you are rich.
而且我已经发了财。
And you have become wealthy.
一样都不缺。
And have need of nothing.
在外面来看，真是这样。
On the outward, it truly was so.
啊，这个富足，我们看见在属灵的产业上面，我们今天这个时代得着的是超过以往任何一个世纪。
In terms of wealth, in terms of spiritual truth, we have surpassed all previous generations.
有一位弟兄把二十世纪哈这个主恢复的真理。做了一个概要的说明。
A brother has summarized the Lord's work in the recovery spiritual truth in this manner.
他每一个点都加了一个全面的、全面的、全面的。
In every point that he made, he said it's the whole in a whole manner.
Yeah, 他说我全面的认识了圣灵的身位和工作。
And so I can see the headship of Christ and His ministry.
全面的认识了十字架的中心性。和宇宙性。
I can see the centrality of Christ and church in all aspects.
我们现在也全面地认识了基督的伟大，它的中心性和宇宙性。
And we can also see the greatness, the centrality and the universal, universality of Christ in all aspects.
我们读的时候啊，我们灵里面真是高昂，热血沸腾。
As we read this, our spirits are lifted up and we have blood rising.
好，然后也看见全面的恢复了今天神永远旨意里面教会的地位和职事。
And that God has recovered the whole ministry, in all aspects.
弟兄姊妹们， 当我们读这些的时候，我们感觉我们真是丰富啊。
As we read these words, we feel that we are abundant.
有时候我们出去啊，跟其他聚会的弟兄姊妹交通。
As we fellowship with people from other assemblies.
我有时候跟弟兄姊妹出去聚会，有人回来就说：“哎呀，他们太差了，这个都不懂，那个都没听过。”
Sometimes I would gather with different assemblies, and other brothers would say, "They are so their level is too low. They haven't heard of this, haven't heard of that."
好，弟兄姊妹们，难道我们就懂了吗
？Brothers and sisters, but then do we know it?
我们在一个丰富的属灵产业的时代。
We live in a very abundant inheritance of spiritual age.
我们也像哥林多的教会一样，他们在知识、恩赐、口才上面一样都不缺。
And we're also like the churches in Corinth in terms of knowledge and talents and deeds. They have in lack of nothing.
所以昨天晚上我和一些弟兄们、弟兄姊妹交通，我说这样的教会可以挂个牌子叫标准教会。
For a church like that, I was fellowshipping with some brothers and sisters yesterday. We could have a sign that says this is the standard church.
弟兄姊妹，今天真是这样的时代。
Brothers and sisters, this is indeed such a generation.
或许就在我们自己的中间，在我自己的身上。
Maybe it is in our midst and in me.
不仅如此，
not only so.
你们还感觉自己已经发了财。
You have also become wealthy.
在英文里面讲，我们变得更富足了。
And we have become even richer.
而且在所有的一切事物上面，我们又增加了。
And in all these things, we have increased.
好，我们今天讲同样一个东西呢。比前一个世纪的人讲要轻松，而且清楚的多了。
On the matters that we speak of, it is clear with more clarity than people in past generations.
我在年轻的时候曾经得过一位年长的姊妹的帮助。
When I was young, I was helped by an elderly sister.
她是一位宣教士。
She was a missionary.
她一生呢把自己摆在主的手中服侍中国人。
She put her entire life in the hands of the Lord, and she only ministered to the Chinese people.
有一次很有意思，她到我们中间用中文讲道，就我姊妹给她翻英文。
It was very interesting. One time she came to our midst, and she spoke in Chinese, and my wife translated that into English.
我们姊妹呢，没有太大的恩赐。
Our sister did not have much gifts.
她一生呢，就在一个属灵的事情上面，她很专注。
He was only very focused on one spiritual matter in his
life. 他就讲住在主里面这个住。
And she's only focusing on abiding in Christ.
他每次讲到都非常简单。
Every time she preaches, it was very simple.
那么有很多年轻的这个同工们呢跟随他，过了几年呢，讲到比他清楚的多了。
There are some younger co-workers who would follow her, and after a few years, they could preach much clearer than she would.
我有时候也听听他们的这个信息录音，我说这比这位姊妹呢要丰富的多了。
And I would listen to these tape messages of these younger co-workers and say, this is much better than our sisters.
但是那个影响力却不一样。
However, the influence is different.
弟兄姊妹，那个差别在哪里？在属灵的实际。
Brothers and sisters, where is the difference? It is in spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，这个点啊。我们必须承认，我们生活的时代是这样。
We have to admit that this is so in our own life.
老底家弟兄姊妹还对自己有一个判断。
The church in Laodicea also have this judgment about themselves.
他说我们一样都不缺了。
They say that they have need of nothing.
我们什么都有了。
They have everything.
你知道一个人什么都有的时候，再也不能接受别人的建议了。
You know, when somebody has everything, then he cannot accept criticism from other people.
一个基督徒或者一个服侍主的人。
A Christian or a serving person.
到了一个地步，只能讲给别人听，听不进别人的话，弟兄姊妹，那就是我什么都不缺了。
When a Christian or a serving ministering brother, if they can only talk to other people, but they cannot receive from other people, that is the need of nothing.
我们的主不是这样。
Our Lord is not.
弟兄姊妹，一个真正摸到属灵实际的人。
A person who has truly touched spiritual reality.
越多认识基督是他的实际。
The more he understands that Christ is his reality,
他就越多感觉自己贫穷。
The more he feels that he is poor,
一无所有。
He has nothing.
有一个西国的弟兄。
There's a Western brother.
就是 T. Austin Sparks 弟兄。
Brother T. Austin Sparks.
他实在是一个认识主的人。
He is truly a person who knows the
Lord. 我第一次读他的书哈。
The first time I read his books,
一点都读不懂。
I couldn't understand a word.
我记得。后来我来美国读书了。
Later on, I came to the States to study.
主怜悯我，让我有一点爱慕。
The Lord was gracious to me, and I have a little pursuing.
我读他的那个《属天道路的先锋》。
And I was reading his book on the forerunner to the heavenly vision.
The pioneers of heavenly ways.
The pioneer of the heavenly ways.
那一本书啊，当我读第一章的时候，我就觉得这个说话的人 ，he knows what he says.
When I was reading the first chapter of that book, I felt that he knew what he said.
我觉得很奇妙。
It was amazing.
我好像碰到一个实际。
It seemed to be I have touched reality.
我就发现了，他讲的那些东西，我拿到我的生活中用了，是管用的。
The things that he talked about in his book, when I apply them to my life, they work.
啊，但是这样一个认识主的弟兄。
However, a brother who knew the Lord in this manner.
他有一次交通，他说我们呢。对主的认识啊
One time he fellowshiped that as we know the Lord
像一个小朋友拿着一个 teaspoon 到了大西洋边上尝了一瓢大西洋的水就说我有了大西洋了
It's like a little child goes to the Atlantic Ocean take a teaspoon and scoop a teaspoon of ocean water and say I have tasted Atlantic Ocean
No, I have the whole Atlantic
I have the whole Atlantic
弟兄姊妹们当我们真的在一看的时候我们就发现了我们实在是很贫穷的。
As we see ourselves, we know that we're poor.
所以主把他们里面的光景告诉他们。
So the Lord told them their inward condition.
第一个，主说你们却不知道自己。
First, the Lord told them that you didn't know yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，若是缺少属灵实际，第一个表现就是不认识自己。
If you lack spiritual reality, the first illustration was that you do not know yourself.
如果我们在这种光景里面来服侍神的家。
If we serve the Lord's house in this manner,
弟兄姊妹，那是很危险的。
This is dangerous.
当然，我们没有一个人可以说我们对自己认识透了。
No one of us, of course, can say that we know ourselves through and through.
今天我们能够服侍，出乎主的怜悯。
Today we can serve as by the mercy of the Lord.
每天早晨，我们都要仰望他的怜悯，托住我们。
Every day we look for His mercy to sustain us.
对自己不认识，对属灵的事物就缺少。真实的分辨力。
If we don't know ourselves, we lack spiritual discernment.
我们需要有一个属灵的分辨力。
We need spiritual discernment.
所以我自己读到尼托森弟兄的传记。
As I read the biography of Watchman Nee.
帮助他很多的这和受恩姊妹。
And I read about M.E. Barber.
当他临终的时候，他留下一个遗言，把他的圣经交给尼弟兄。
As she passed away, she gave words that she had to give her Bible to Watchman Nee.
尼弟兄拿到这个礼物。
Watchman Nee got this present.
非常的珍惜。
He was treasuring it.
他打开他圣经里面，看到第一页写了两个祷告。
He opened the Bible, and the first page there were two prayers recorded.
他第一个说：“主啊，求你赐给我一个启示。”
She said, first, Lord, gave me a revelation.
让我看见我自己的本相。
So that I can see my true self.
没有遮蔽的让我看见我这个人多败坏多贫穷。
So that I can see how corrupt and wretched and poor I am.
第二个祷告。
Secondly.
她说为己无所求。
She said,
为主求一切。
She said that I pray nothing for myself, but I prayed everything for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个认识属灵实际的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is someone who knows spiritual reality.
这是我们今天非常缺少的。
This is something that we're in great lacking.
我们看别人都看得很清楚。
We can see others very clearly.
看自己就看不清楚。
But we cannot see ourselves clearly.
我们呢，帮助别人，我们很乐意。
We're very willing to help others.
我们要接受人来帮助我们，修正我们，我们觉得不好受。
But it is very hard for us to receive help and correction from others.
第二个点，主说你是那困苦的。
Secondly, the Lord said that you are wretched.
你不知道你是困苦的。
You don't know that you are wretched.
困苦这个字，在这里，在整本新约圣经里面只出现过两次。
This word wretched only showed up twice in the New Testament.
另外一次在罗马书第七章二十四节。
The other time showed up in Romans 7:24.
保罗在那里叹息他自己，他说：“我真是苦啊。”
Paul said, "Wretched am I."
啊，保罗他那个时候因为他的肉体发作，啊，肉体他跟他肉体的征战，他苦得不得了。
Because of his warfare with his flesh, and his flesh is risen, so he was wretched.
所以主讲到老底家教会的一个特性，一个光景。
So the Lord mentioned this characteristic and condition of the church.
外表是丰富的。
On the outward, it was wealthy.
在生命和生活里面，却是充满了冲突，充满了矛盾，充满了困苦。
But in their life, they were wretched and miserable.
啊，保罗就是这样。
Full of conflict.
他照着他里面人的意思，要遵行神的旨意。
Just like Paul, in his inner man, he wanted to keep the will of God.
但是一拉到实际生活里面，他还是那个老我出来了。
But when it turns to practical life, his old self came out.
缺少属灵实际就是这个光景。
This is the condition for anyone who lacks spiritual reality.
第三个，主耶稣讲到他们光景是可怜的。
Thirdly, the Lord said that they were miserable.
这个可怜的在新约圣经也只有出现过两次。
The New Testament has this word showing up only twice.
一次在这里。
Here, this is one.
另外一处呢，在哥林多前书十五章第十九节。
And also in 1 Corinthians 15:19.
在那里保罗讲，我们若靠基督啊，只在今生有指望，就比世上的众人更可怜。
If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we're of all men most to be pitied.
所有他们得着的都是今生暂时外面的。
All that they've gained are this of this life on the outside is temporary.
啊，所以保罗说，若是我们在基督里靠着基督啊，只得着今生的这些暂时外面的恩赐、工作表现。
So Paul said, if we are only hoping in this life for all the outward manifestations and works and ministries,
却缺少里面属灵的实际，主说那是可怜的。
But we lack inside, inward spiritual reality. Then the Lord said, this is to be most to be pitied.
属灵的实际。不仅今生叫我们享受与主交通的喜乐
，because spiritual reality not only enables us to have joy in this age，
属灵的实际也有永远的价值。
Spiritual reality also have eternal value。
但是老底家的弟兄姊妹们在这个点上他们没有。
But the brothers and sisters in the church in Laodicea lack this。
主也说他们是贫穷的。
The Lord also said that they were poor。
就是一无所有的。
Meaning they had nothing。
他们一切该得着的呢，他们只不过是外面的一个样子而已。
All that they should have gained was just on the outward.
在彼得在雅各书里面，他讲到，他说有的人在世界上是贫穷的。
In James it says that in this world some people are poor.
但是在信心上却是富足的。
But they are rich in faith.
我年轻小的时候啊，在台湾的教会，每个月都有一次的交通见证聚会。
When I was young in the church in Taiwan, every month we have this sharing and testimonial meeting.
我很小的时候，那个时候台湾的物质生活很贫穷的。
When I was very young in Taiwan, we're materially poor.
但是一到交通见证聚会呢，好多人站起来了做见证，我怎样经历主，我怎样的认识主。
But when it comes to fellowship meeting, a lot of people want to stood up to say how they have experienced.
我还记得有一位做家庭主妇的伯母。
There was an elderly aunt who was a housewife.
她起来做见证说我在主面前要认罪。
She stood up and said, I need to confess my sin before the Lord.
她说我有一次主日来聚会啊，我就体贴我家用的缺少，就把该归给主的那个奉献的钱呢留下来。
I was mindful of the needs of my own family, and therefore I kept the money that I should have consecrated to the Lord.
结果我去买菜一摸了，钱包不见了。
But when I went to the market to buy food, I was trying to look for my purse, and it was gone.
她一点都没有跟主生气。
She was not mad at the Lord at all.
她觉得主提醒她。
She felt that the Lord has reminded him and disciplined her.
她说我下一个月我就提前的加倍的把这个钱。交在主的手中。
So in the following month, I multiplied the money and gave the money in the hands of the Lord.
他说这个月我家里孩子也不生病，所有都够用，还多出来钱。
And this month, my kids were not sick, and I had excess money.
弟兄姊妹，这是在信心上面富足。
Brothers and sisters, this is being rich in faith.
我们今天有时候看有人的传记，他几年去哪里游去讲过道就完了。
Sometimes we read these autobiography. This year we went to this place to preach.
好，我们见到多少人聚会，场面多大。
We have seen so many people and so many people attended.
但是也有的人传记啊，讲到他们在主面前的 是熬炼。
And also other people talked about affliction and trials before.
讲到他们听见主的声音。
And they also mentioned how they heard the voice of the Lord.
讲到主在他们身上的供应。
And how the Lord has provided provision in their life.
这个叫做富足。
This is being wealthy.
主也讲到他们是瞎眼的。
The Lord also said that they were blind.
所有别人为我们得着的真理。
All the truth that others have gained for us.
真理的讲论和教导。
The knowledge and the teaching of truth.
弟兄姊妹，对我们的生命来讲都还是客观的。
It was only objective.
若是我们仅仅在悟性上面领会知道它。
If we're only trying to understand it with our mind.
弟兄姊妹，若是我没有主开我们的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, had the Lord not opened our eyes.
我们没有在生命中的操练和建造。
And we don't have exercise in our life.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们是瞎眼的。
Then, brothers and sisters, we are blind.
在属灵的事情上面，我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
In spiritual matters, we have to entreat for the Lord to open our eyes.
那么我们要回到第十五节、十六节。
So we have to return to verse 15 and 16.
主这里说呢，主这里说，我知道你们的行为。
The Lord says here, I know your deeds.
你也不冷也不热。
That you are neither cold nor hot.
我巴不得你或冷或热。
I would that you were cold or hot.
啊，在这个不冷不热这一段呢，两节圣经主讲了三次。
In this hot or cold thing, the Lord has mentioned it three times.
这里主说出哈，神的儿女们。为何怎那个失去属灵实际的那个原因
？The Lord tells us the reason for which we've lost spiritual reality.
好，我们常常感觉自己是不冷不热的。我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你是不是像我一样
？A lot of times, I don't know whether you're like me. We feel that we're I'm neither cold nor hot.
但是主其实不是讲这个意思。
But this is not what God meant.
我们也来聚会啊，我们什么都不缺席，但是好像对主。也不像那么火热。
We are not, we come to all meetings, we have not missed anything, but we're not fervent.
我想主讲的不仅仅是这个意思。
I think the Lord does not only mean this.
主说我巴不得你或冷或热。
The Lord said, I would that you were cold or hot.
这什么意思呢
?What does it mean?
这不冷不热告诉我们说呢，我们在主的教导上面。
The being hot or cold refers to the teaching of the Lord.
在主的真理的启示给我们的启示上面
In the revelation of the truth of the Lord
我们不够绝对
We are not absolute
我们常常呢在许多的事情上面放松
We have relaxed on many things
在有些事情上面我们妥协
On some things we compromise
啊，这个冷啊这我们读教会历史有一些人当他们明白了真理他们看见这是不出于神的他就对他很冷
Being cold, we see that in church history, when people see that, when other brothers see that it is not from the Lord, they were cold. They cast it away.
他再不碰这些事情。
They dare not touch all these things.
即便他这样做呢，叫他周围的人误会他、批评他，甚至敌对他，他们也一样。
Even though this could cause opposition and criticism around people next to him.
当他们看见了真理。
When they saw the truth,
这是神在基督里赐给教会的。
This is what the Lord has given to Christ in the church.
任何的代价，他也火热的去追求。
And they would be hot in paying all price to pursue the truth.
这种我们以往年轻的时候听年长弟兄姊妹讲，这个叫做对主绝对。
When we were young, we heard elderly brothers say that this is being absolute with the Lord.
今天很多人的绝对不太一样了。我们祷告说：“主啊，你今天不充满我，我就不起来。”
This is different from what we say these days. We would say that if you don't empower me, I wouldn't stand up to pray.
这个主也不一定这样做。
The Lord may not do so.
真正是当主把真理赐给我们的时候，我们对他用什么态度
？It is when the Lord has granted us His spiritual truth. What attitude do we hold?
今天这个时代是一个灰色的时代。
This generation is very gray.
对许多的事情啊。在社会上面，我们看见道德是一个灰色的东西。
In the world, it is a very gray in moral standards.
今天在基督徒的中间，在真理上面也变成一种灰色的情况。
So even among Christians today, there's full of gray.
所以那些持守真理的人呢，真是令人讨厌。
So those who hold fast to the truth are detestable.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意做一个为着主被人讨厌的人？
Do you want to be considered detestable because of the Lord?
主说我巴不得你或冷或热。
The Lord said, I would that you were cold or hot.
这个冷不是叫我们冷淡退后，主叫你巴不得你 回家不要来聚会，不是的。
This being cold is not that you can just be cold and not come to meetings.
主是巴不得你对那不出于神的在教会中出现的时候你要对他冷。
The Lord wanted you to say that if there are things that should not have occurred in the church and it shows up, you have to be cold to it.
我们不要妥协。
We should not compromise.
我们不要放松。
We should not relax.
那出于神的别人即便批评我们，我们仍然持守。
Whatever it is of God, even though people criticize us, we need to hold fast.
若是不冷不热，
if we're neither cold nor hot,
我要把你从我口中吐出来。
The Lord said, I will spit you out of my mouth.
这告诉我们说，对主是毫无用处的。
Which means that you're totally worthless to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主留教会在地上。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has left the church on this earth.
教会该有一个功用。
There's a function that the church should serve.
这功用是属天的，是属灵的。
This function is heavenly and spiritual.
是为着耶稣基督的见证。
And it is for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
为着持守神的话语的。
It is to hold fast the word of God.
若是我们在这些点上面失去了功用。
If we have lost our functions with respect to these points.
把我们从他口中吐出来。
The Lord will spit us out of his mouth.
那么接下来我们看见呢，主对老底嘉教会有非常亲切的劝勉和呼召。
And we also see that continuing on, the Lord has very endearing calling to the church in Laodicea.
主说我劝你向我来到我这里。
The Lord said, I advise you to come.
弟兄姊妹们是要恢复属灵的实际。
To recover spiritual reality.
或者要得着属灵的实际。
And to gain spiritual reality,
弟兄姊妹，我们先要回到主的跟前。
We have to come before the Lord.
因为他就是真理，他就是那个属灵的实际。
Because he is truth, he is spiritual reality.
我们到主这里来买火炼的金子。
We come before the Lord to buy gold refined by fire.
叫我们富足。
That we may become rich.
刚才我们弟兄领诗歌已经为我们读了那两节的经文。
Earlier, our brother has mentioned those passages in the song Singspiration.
彼得前书第一章第六节第七节。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 and 7.
好，主说呢，如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials.
好，我们在主的面前呢，向主买火炼的金子。
So we need to go before the Lord to buy gold refined by fire.
这什么意思呢？我们要在生活中，在我们的生活中 daily living.
So what does this mean? It means that in our daily living.
在我们侍奉中
，in our ministry.
弟兄姊妹，我们不逃避，不推诿。任何的难处或者环境的安排。
We do not avoid or shrink back for any arrangements of the circumstances.
我们肯到主面前来学信心的功课。
And we're willing to go before the Lord to learn the lessons of faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天人生中啊，其实没有太多机会可以学信心的功课。
Brothers and sisters, today in our lives, we actually don't have that many opportunities to learn the lessons of faith.
我到今年呢，侍奉主要满三十年。
This year is my 30th anniversary for which I've served the Lord.
我自己感觉我在这个点上，我常常懊悔。
I always regret on this regard.
像刚才我们唱的那首诗歌，今天巴望将来啊，一到了将来懊悔，我错过了好多机会。
So just like the hymn we sang earlier, we long for joy in heaven above, but then we fail here to suffer with thee.
我们今天每一个神的儿女在我们日常的生活中。
Every single brother and sister in our daily living.
在我们教会基督身体的生活侍奉中。
In the living and the service of the body of Christ.
我们肯 接受主在各样环境中的安排和带领。
We need to be willing to accept the conditions and the leading of the Lord in our daily lives.
我见到有一些弟兄姊妹在这些点上真抓住机会。
I've met some brothers and sisters who really seize upon the opportunity regarding to this.
比如说在侍奉上面。
For instance, service.
我们有的时候不服侍呢，身体还很好。
When we don't serve, our body is healthy.
一服侍呢。什么事情都来了。
Once we start to serve, all things start to happen.
像我年轻的时候服侍，我刚刚结婚，平时我跟我妻子从来不闹意见的。到了主日早上呢，我就发脾气。
When I was young and I was serving the Lord and I just got married, I never argued with my wife except on Sunday when I was serving.
所以一发了脾气，这个人很软弱。
Once you throw a fit, the body became weak.
第一次勉强去服侍了，第二次就跟安排的弟兄讲，下次不要排我了。
The first time I forced myself to serve, the second time I told the responsible brother, don't arrange me to speak.
不要排我了，我这个人不够资格。
Don't arrange me to speak, I am not qualified.
那么弟兄问什么事情？
And my brother asked me, what happened?
原原本本讲出来。
So I told him everything.
他说你要抓住机会啊。
So he said, you need to seize upon the opportunity.
在这样情况底下，所以你特别在礼拜六好好祷告，早上呢，要谨守自己的心思和意念在主里面。
So you really need to seize upon your opportunity, and on Saturday you need to pray and gird your mind.
以后开始呢，身体不舒服。
Then I started to have physical ailments.
我有好几年呢，每天每个主日早上头就痛得不得了。
For many years in the past, every Lord's morning, I would have heavy migraines.
是学习依靠主。
So I need to learn to rely on the Lord.
常常呢，主日聚完会，头就不痛了。
And after the meeting was over, my migraine was gone.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是一些的熬炼，火一样炼。
These are trials, like refining by fire.
当我不认识这个时候，一有这些就请假，跟主请假，跟弟兄姊妹请假。
When I first encountered these things, whenever they showed up, I would ask for leave from the Lord and from brothers and sisters.
我们要抓住机会。
We have to seize upon the opportunity.
就是在家庭婚姻生活里面也是。
Even in our marriage and family life.
有一位弟兄他讲。
A brother said.
他说他没有结婚以前呢。
Before he got married.
他认为他的对象是一个非常温柔的姊妹。
His wife should be a very gentle sister.
然后结了婚以后才发现，原来她很有个性。
After he got married, he realized that she had character.
而且，他说这个，到了一个情况，他说有的时候他们生活中的这个做丈夫的是对的。
So on things that happened in their daily lives, even though the husband was right.
所以他本来想说你妻子应该顺服的。
And so he said, because you're the wife, you need to submit to me.
但是多次都行不通。
But it doesn't work for many, many times.
主就告诉他说啊，你道理上是对的，你的心是不对的。
So the Lord said to him, even though you are right on the matter itself, your heart was not right.
所以他到主面前抓住机会学功课。
So he seized upon this opportunity before the Lord.
所以他跟年轻弟兄姊妹讲，你们结婚以后，你对的时候还去道歉，那你就对了。
So he said to the younger brothers and sisters, when you get married, even though you are right, and you still apologize, then you are truly right.
而是从心里面站低下来服侍他。
And you have to condescend in your heart and serve the other.
这些你要顺服下来，真是像火炼一样，我的个性。
To submit is almost like having your character be refined by fire.
每个神的儿女们，我们都可以抓住机会。
Every single brother and sister, a child of God, can seize upon this opportunity.
我们这样经历主，你就开始有一点丰富了。
When you start to experience the Lord, you experience a little abundance.
主还说你们要向我买白衣穿上。
The Lord said, buy white garments for me.
我们知道这个白衣不是我们的得着基督的血洗净了我们称义的那个白衣。
We know that this is not the white garment by which after we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus that we have this white raiment.
我个人的领会这个白衣是启示录十九章那里讲到那个心腹预备好了就蒙恩得穿清净洁白的细麻衣。
In my personal understanding, this white garment refers to here is related to this the fine linen in Revelation 19, when the wife, his bride, has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe the fine linen, bright and clean.
这个光明洁白的细麻衣呢，就是圣徒所行出来的义。
For the fine linen, bright and clean, are the righteous acts of the saints.
这个是怎么行出来的呢？
How do you act out these acts?
就是我们在生活里面侍奉中学习顺服膏油。
So that in our daily lives and our service, we learn to submit to the anointing.
凡是顺服膏油行出来的行为，那个叫做圣徒行的义。
All the acts derived from the submitting to the anointing teaching, that is the acts of the saints.
凭着我们天然人的热忱，凭着我们天然人的这个温柔，那个不是神所要的这个。
For the seal and from the natural man, that is not what God wanted.
所以我们在生活中呢，要常常的留意膏油在我里面怎么带领。
So in our daily life, we have to pay attention on how the anointing is leading us.
生命的感觉是什么？
What is the feeling of life?
弟兄姊妹，每一个要追求属灵实际的人，要活在生命的感觉里。
All who needs to, who wants to pursue spiritual reality has to live in the feeling of life.
我讲一个小小的故事。
Let me share with you a small story.
我礼拜五晚上在 Dumbo 讲。
I was preaching in Dumbo.
这盖恩夫人是一个追求生命晋升的人。
Madame Goyon has surpassed a lot in this pursuing of the life.
她小的时候没有真理的光，没有人帮助她，她非常的盼望爱主。
And when she was early, she did not have the light of life, and she had no help from anyone. He truly wanted to love the Lord.
却找不到主。
But she could not find the Lord.
在她十九岁的时候，她家里来了一个敬虔的陌生人，跟她爸爸谈点事情。
When she was age 19, a very pious man came to her family to talk to her father about something.
她很盼望呢得着人的帮助，想要去跟他谈谈。
She wanted to gain help from men and she wanted to talk to him.
但是那个时候礼俗啊，一个年轻女孩不能随便出来说话的。
Because of the customs of the day, a young girl could not just come out to talk.
当这个陌生人要离开的时候，她出去了又折回来，就直接走到她坐的地方跟她讲 ,young lady.
A stranger left the house and he came back and he came right in front of her and said, young lady.
说了一句话，他说，你所祷告的神在你外面。
The God whom you pray to is outside of you.
我所祷告的神现在住在我里面。
The God whom I pray to abides within.
那一句话开了他的属灵的窍。
Those words opened up her mind.
弟兄姊妹，跟随生命的感觉才是跟随主耶稣。
To follow the feeling of life is to follow Christ.
今天很多人都讲我们是跟随耶稣的。
A lot of people claim that they are following the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是完全不顾生命的感觉。
However, they ignore the feeling of life.
弟兄姊妹，那个没有清净洁白光明的细麻衣。
Brothers and sisters, that is not fine linen, bright and clean.
我们要留意，要好好的学。顺服膏油的功课。
We need to pay close attention and to learn the leading of the anointing.
主在讲，他说你们，主说你穿上这白衣，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
The Lord continued to say that you buy this white garments that you may clothe yourself and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed.
我个人领会，这赤身的羞耻就是我们还活在我们的肉体里。
My personal understanding is that this shame of nakedness refers to the fact that we're still living in the flesh.
我们知道不是基督的，那就是什么呢？
If it's not Christ, then what?
那就是肉体。
Then it's flesh.
很简单。
It's very simple.
我们不是骂人，不是，我们要对自己说。
We're not rebuking others. We are talking to ourselves.
不是出于膏油的，那就不是主。
If it's not of the anointing,
那是人的热心。
That's man's seal.
那个是肉体。
That is flesh.
那个若主许可我们看见，那是我的羞耻。
If the Lord allows us to see this, then we can see that this is our shame.
好，我们要求主怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, we have to ask the Lord to be gracious to us.
你要来向我买眼药，擦你的眼睛。
The Lord continued to say that buy from me eye salve.
使你能看见。
So that you may see.
这个眼药我们不晓得怎么领会它。
How do you understand the word eye salve?
今天我们眼睛不舒服，到药房很容易买一点 眼药点一点，对不对？
Today, if our eyes are not well, we go to the pharmacy and buy eye drops.
在圣经里面，我们有没有看见？我们看见四福音书里面，主常常开瞎子的眼睛。
Do you notice that in the four gospels, the Lord constantly opened the eyes of the blind?
因为对神的儿女们来讲，属灵的看见太重要。
Because to the children of God, spiritual seeing indeed is so important.
有一次啊，主开一个瞎子的眼睛呢，好像是用了眼药。
One time, the Lord opened the eyes of a blind as if he was using eye salve.
在约翰福音第九章，那个生来瞎眼的人。
In John 9, the one who was born blind.
这个门徒们问主说，这个人瞎眼了，是他犯罪呢，还是他父母亲犯罪？
His disciples asked him, Rabbi, does this man or his parents sin that he should be born blind?
主说了，不是他犯罪，也不是他父母犯罪。
Jesus answered, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents.
他现在瞎眼乃是为着神的荣耀，主要开他的眼睛。
But it was for the glory of God that the Lord opened his eyes.
那么主怎么开他的眼睛呢？
And how did the Lord open his eyes?
主吐唾沫在地上。
The Lord spit to the ground.
然后就和泥。
And he mixed the clay.
那个变成开这个瞎子眼睛的眼药。
And that became the eye salve to
open the eyes of the blind. 上面。
And he covered it to his eyes.
主告诉他说，你去希罗亚池洗一洗。
The Lord said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloah.
他一洗回头就看见了。
And he washed and he came back seeing.
弟兄姊妹，这到底是什么意思呢？
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
有许多的人解释，可能那个土啊，耶路撒冷的尘土啊，里面有这个药性。
Some people think that there may be some medical purpose in the soil in Jerusalem.
主耶稣的口水里面呢，有这个大能的。
So his spittle carries great power.
再加上希罗亚池的水啊，这个有它的神奇的功效。
Also the water in the pool of Siloam has a wondrous effect.
但是属灵上它到底是什么意思？
But spiritually, what does it mean?
我听过一位主的仆人这样讲。
A servant of God said in this manner.
他说在东方社会，当人在你面前吐唾沫的时候，就是轻看你，羞辱你。
In Eastern cultures, when people spit in front of you, they are despising you and looking you down.
我想到我小的时候啊，小朋友吵架跟别人生气，就到别人面前去吐唾沫，然后在地上拼命的踩。
I remember when I
你这个人啊，就这样，是不是
？I remember when I was young and I had fights with the neighborhood kids. We would spit to the ground and step on it.
弟兄姊妹，这个羞辱吐在我们的眼睛上。
This shame was covering our eyes.
神的儿子，我们的主自己。
The Son of God, the Lord Himself.
他来到地上，他没有一天不被人用轻看、羞辱的眼光对他。
Not one day passed without people despising him with scornful looks.
直到今天，你去问犹太人，问他 How about Jesus? 他说 No big deal.
Even today, when you went to ask a Jewish person, how about Jesus? And it's no big deal.
他们说他不过是一个私生子。
They said that he's only a son born of wedlock.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见我们的主在地上受尽了羞辱。
We see that our Lord has indeed suffered great shame.
今天在神儿女们中间，肯与主同受苦难的人，他们的眼睛主就开了。
On this earth today, for all the Christians who are willing to suffer with him, the Lord would open their eyes.
这讲到十字架的学习。
This refers to the lesson of the cross.
为基督的患难忍受各在肉身中的苦楚。
Because of Christ, you suffer all kinds of physically.
我们交通于主耶稣的患难。
We have fellowship in his suffering.
弟兄姊妹，今天在教会中啊，我们看见还是有神的儿女们为主受苦。
We see that even today there are God's children who are suffering for Him.
有些弟兄姊妹，他们看见了真理。
A lot of brothers and sisters have seen light.
他们就被自己所亲爱的人弃绝。
And they've seen truth, and so they have been departed from by their beloved ones.
有些弟兄姊妹本来在一个地方服侍得很好。
And some brothers and sisters served very well before.
为着要持守主的见证，持守真理。
Because they want to hold fast to the testimony of the Lord and the truth.
被人误会。
And they have been misunderstood.
被人排挤。
And they have been cast away.
甚至有的时候在路上或者在聚会中啊，见面打招呼他都不理你了。
people would not even greet you in meetings or in the streets.
所以我年轻的时候听见年长弟兄们讲。
So when I was young, I heard these elderly brothers share.
当主开他们的眼睛，他们要跟随主。
When the Lord opened their eyes, they wanted to follow the Lord.
他们被赶出去。
They have been cast out.
那个受苦最多的，他对主的话语领受就最亮。
Whoever has suffered the most, he has the brightest light in terms of the understanding of God's word.
这是恢复属灵实际，主告诉我们的路。
This is the way to the recovery of spiritual truth.
那么主底下说，凡我所爱的，我就责备管教。
The Lord also says that for those whom I love, I rebuke, reproof, and discipline.
若是我们追求属灵实际的恢复，
if we are pursuing after the recovery of spiritual truth,
弟兄姊妹，我们一定会失败。
We truly will fail.
一定会接受主灵主来的管教。
We will truly receive discipline from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要用一个领会的眼光看，这是主爱我。
We have to have this attitude of receiving that the Lord truly loves us.
多少时候我们失败，我们主的管教临到，我们就讲理由。
A lot of times we fail because when God's discipline comes, we argue and reason with Him.
啊，我们给主很多的理由 excuse.
We give the Lord a lot of excuses.
但是一个蒙爱的人，他就服下来。
However, the beloved would yield.
接受主的修正。
And he would receive the correction of the Lord.
主说你要火热。
So therefore, the Lord says, be zealous.
对主的管教，我们里面要感觉到爱的温暖。真是火热。
Regarding the discipline of the Lord within us, we have to feel this warmth and be zealous.
我们能够回转。
So that we can repent.
我想这些话，主是对我自己说的。
I think that the Lord say these words to me.
我今天分享给弟兄姊妹。
And today I'm just fellowshipping with you.
但愿主也说给弟兄姊妹们。
May the Lord also share these words with you.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你是阿们。
You are the Amen.
你是忠心真实的见证人。
You are the true and faithful witness.
你是神创造在神创造万有之上为元首的。
You are the preeminence before the universe.
主啊，你是我们属灵的实际。
You are our spiritual reality.
我们要在你面前承认。
Before you, we have to confess.
我们的贫穷。
Confess our poverty.
我们的瞎眼。
Blindness.
我们的赤身露体。
Our nakedness.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
使我们在你面前有回转的力量。
So that we have the power to turn around.
求你怜悯我们。
May you be merciful to us.
使我们在你面前肯付代价。
So that we are willing to pay the price.
好叫我们能够得着从你那里来火炼的金晶。
So that we can gain from you gold refined by fire.
好叫我们能够得着你所赐的白衣穿上。
So that we can buy from you white garments to wear.
好使我们得着眼药开我们的眼睛。
So that we have eyes out that we can see.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你向着你的教会，向着你的儿女，何等的充满了慈爱。
Your church is full of love when it refers to your children.
愿你的爱充满每一个属你的儿女。
May your love fill all of the children of yours.
叫我们宝贵今天的环境和时间。
So that we can treasure today's circumstances and time.
我们抓住机会来与你交通。
So that we can seize upon opportunity to have fellowship with you.
愿我们所知道所有真理的知识。
So that even though we know all the spiritual truth,
在你里面都成为教会属灵的实际。
That they become reality in you in the church.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you. Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.